If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. All right. And we're live.
And we're live. What's up, people?
What up, Mike and Marty Nation?
Mike and Marty Nation. Special guest, Brittany.
Brittany.
I'm Brittany.
She's our special guest for today, so yeah. It's going to be a really cool show. Welcome back. Episode 12 already. As usual, we have our sail aways, and I'm actually wearing a sail away shirt, which, can you tell I love sail away?
And if you're just tuning in, can you just tell us if we're, like, too loud, if we're too...
Yeah.
Because we're kind of special tonight, using a mic for the first time.
Official.
So, just want to make sure that it sounds okay.
Yeah, if we're screaming or shouting for... Because I shout as a normal person, so if we're loud, let us know.
Cool.
Sweet. Got some viewers coming on. Once you guys are on, go ahead and share the video.
Yes.
If you can. It means a lot to us. The more people that see it, the more people we can help. Share that video. Hit the like. Hit the love.
There we go.
Make sure you guys check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play. Subscribe to us on YouTube, which is huge. Throw a nice little review on iTunes for us, which is just as big.
Yeah, if you guys if you really could at the end of this, and you guys go on iTunes, do those like 5-star reviews and leave a comment, because they're really, really big for us, because then we move up in the iTunes charts, and the higher we move up, the better this thing does. So, future bio shaker this weekend's event.
I'm about to do that over my phone.
That's not safe. It's not a safe thing. I still have this friggin' cough, so sorry, guys. And we have our special guest, Brittany.
Special guest. It's going to be a sick episode.
Thank you.
Welcome to Mike and Marty.
Yes.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Brittany's gonna blow your minds tonight with some really cool stuff. Oh, that was the best one yet. That was nice. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna kind of tie into keto. Brittany's gonna explain what she does, why she does it, and I know I have a lot of questions because this is a topic that I'm not really that familiar with, and I would like to learn more on. So I'm sure you guys will have questions too. And yeah, so we'll hang out for a minute.
Cheers,
let some people come on.
Welcome.
Cheers, cheers.
Welcome.
Cheers. Thank you.
Welcome to the party.
Avocado mug. It's not a party without.
So we're obviously drinking our sail away coffee.
This is so good.
Which is what we do every week.
Yeah, sail away. Shout out to sail away.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Cool. We got some viewers on already.
Sick.
Nice. So tune in. Share this with your friends, share this in your keto groups, your health groups, whatever. Throw a like, throw a love. Show Brittany some love. She's going to give you guys a lot of cool information today, a lot of value that you can go ahead and take and use in your everyday.
And I have a bunch of questions.
Same.
So, we came prepared.
Yeah, we did. Episode 12.
Okay.
Sweet.
Out to my Twitter feed as well. So
also, we are having a big keto seminar event at the Huntington Mission Nutrition on Wednesday night. That's from 7 to 9. So if you're local or somewhat local, it's not a seminar to miss. Even if you have to drive a little bit, trust me, you're going to be getting a lot of information. We finalized all the presentation tonight, PowerPoint, projector, projector screen, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good information. And we're going to be sending you guys home with some cool little cheat sheets and whatnot. We're offering a cool discount off the store. Also, for you out-of-state viewers, I will be going live on my Facebook page for the seminar, so you can still tune into the seminar. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And I'll be there.
Wednesday, Marty's going to be there.
Come say hi.
I'm going live on my Facebook page for the seminar, courtesy of Mondays with Mike and Marty. That
and
way,
I'll go live
you
as well.
Awesome viewers can see it. What is it?
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot
live
of fun.
As well.
Yeah, Marty's going to be live. I'm going to be live. We'll probably throw it on the Mondays with Mike and Marty page afterwards, so you guys can all see it, because it's all going to be all the stuff that we all talk about, that Marty and I talk about it every week. So it's going to be cool. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time for you out-of-state guys. Looking forward to it. Nadine, you met Nadine.
I did. Nadine, it was a pleasure meeting you on Saturday. Long-time viewer. It's like when you call into a radio show and you're like, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
All right, well.
Why don't we kick it off?
Yeah.
Get things going, get the ball rolling.
Brittany, you got the spotlight.
Yeah, it's
all
you. All
right, here we go. Okay. So I am a registered nurse and owner of a local holistic medical spa on the North Shore of Long Island right now in Northport. A little bit of what I'm going to talk about today is, or a lot of it actually, is holistic beauty, regenerative medicine, and how the keto lifestyle ties into what I do.
Sick.
So where should I start? There's a lot of information. I don't know if I should be like listening here or not. So a lot of what people ask me about is the first thing is, what do I do for my skin? So maybe I should go into
that.
Yeah.
What do you do for your skin?
I get a facial every month. I'm gonna start like the least things and then like to the major ones, bigger things. So I get a facial once a month. I have an esthetician. Her name is Brianna. She's also my sister. It's a family business. I see her once a month. I also do dermacleaning, which is a deep manual exfoliation treatment that I use a scalpel blade to do.
Wow.
So it can be a little tricky, especially if you're doing it on yourself.
I would not be good at that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I just put a light on.
Just cuts.
Yeah. I've given myself cuts before.
I walk in and they feel like, what?
So that is actually a really, really good treatment. It removes the outside, the outer layer of hair and the layer of skin. So, and you can see it coming
off.
Those
little pictures that I saw with like your face is like kind of red. What is that?
I took a video once. Did you? Are you talking about the video of me doing it?
I think I might be, yeah.
Okay.
The person's face gets kind of red, right?
It can have mild redness, but nothing too bad.
Mm.
If anything, you're more shiny than red because you're just
cool.
Renewing your skin. It's taking an entire layer of skin off.
Wow.
Yeah, with a scalpel, so it's pretty deep. Yeah, it's a really deep exfoliation. So it's not like, microdermabrasion is good. That's another type of exfoliation treatment, but that's usually, it's an abrasion, kind of. It has using a tool with suction and an abrasive head on it.
Okay.
That breaks down layers of skin. This just removes them with a knife, pretty much. But it's a scalpel. So it's a lot deeper, and it's kind of, I think it's more effective. I like it better. It's something I push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Something I push more than a microdermabrasion.
I have a question already. Laura, that's my aunt. Hi, Laura. That's my aunt. That's my dad's sister. So, does being on keto on the keto diet affect your hair?
I don't
know. To your knowledge.
To my knowledge, I don't know. I mean, if it keto has to do with hormones, hormones have to do with production of hair. So, I would say it could, but I'm not certain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about your opinion?
Any effect on hair? I honestly don't know what it'd be. I mean, I haven't really seen an effect on hair at all. I mean,
yeah, I mean, me either. I've seen an effect on my hair, but I don't think it's from keto because I drink bone broth every day, so that's the collagen. So I'm almost positive that it's that. But like Brittany said, keto does have effect on hormones, and that has to do, that does play a little bit of a role in hair, skin, and nail type of thing. So
yeah.
It
what
could.
About, sorry, what about hair? Are you asking? Are you asking about production of hair? Are you asking about just adding shine to your hair? Are you asking about volume? Or like, there's a few different things that I might be able to give you an answer on.
Yeah, elaborate a little bit. She said, I think it did on mine, but it's better now. I can't see or hear anything. Well, that sounds like a problem. I hope you mean on the video.
Okay, so I'll just go into what I can do about hair, if that's...
Yeah, everyone else.
Because I don't know what she's asking about hair. She's asking if she can, you know, grow hair, or if she's asking if she can just...
Yeah.
I guess just elaborate on the
my
question.
Hair thin.
Just to, okay.
Her hair thin. Okay. Perfect. I have a great answer for you. So I'm actually using PRP, which is also known as platelet-rich plasma, to stimulate the hair follicles for people that are thinning or losing their hair. PRP is actually, it's autologous, it's from your own body. I'm able to draw blood and spin it, and I use the concentration of platelets that activate growth factors to stimulate hair production. So that's
super cool.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
That could be good too, because I've heard a couple of people that started keto, their hair was thinning.
Okay.
And that also could be that they're not doing it right, and they're getting they're malnourished, which obviously could play a role in that.
Right.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
PRP sounds really cool for anyone, even if they're, you know, whether keto or not, if they're thinning hair, which is a pretty common issue, men and women. That's pretty cool, little solution there.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't have to be, it can be, you know, anywhere that they're thinning out or losing hair. So that's, you know, an answer I can give for thinning hair, is that, you know, PRP will stimulate the follicles, you'll produce hair. But, you know, a matter of how many treatments you need and how to go about the treatments, you have to see me directly.
What's the average, like, how many treatments, I guess, on average? I guess it depends on the person, obviously, but I guess...
Severity
of it?
Yeah,
okay.
It depends on the severity of it. You know, it could be 2 to 6, it could be 2 to 8, it could be, you know, definitely at least 2.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, what they have going on, but I would have to gauge that by seeing the person.
And you do, is it mostly just for, like, hair on the head, or is it, like, hair, like, I don't know, like, facial hair, if somebody's, like, having, I don't know.
Yeah, people get PRP injections.
Like, hey, I'm having issues growing a beard.
1,000%.
Like, make it happen.
Yeah, 1,000%. You can
okay.
get PRP injections into your beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I have a question. Since you do keto and everything, how does it affect your skin? You know, like.
Here's my skin. I'm radiant when I do keto, when I'm really following it. My skin is so clear. I mean, my skin struggled a lot with acne because of hormones.
Okay.
So it's when I'm doing keto and I'm doing it well on keto, my skin clears up.
Okay.
And even when I'm having like a bad day, it's still better than my bad day not keto. Because when you're eating sugar, you're feeding all that acne causing bacteria.
Yes.
It's just, that's just how it goes. And yeah, keto is really, really good for balancing the hormones, especially for... I have a lot of women that are struggling with their skin, and they think that, you know, going vegan or,
Sorry to all the vegans.
I don't like that word. It's tough because having a holistic medical spa, I get a lot of that crowd that comes in, very, like, plant-based, and that's just how, that's what they like. You know, they don't eat meat, maybe, or whatever it might be. But then I find that they're lacking something, like you can tell that they're protein deficient, their skin is looking bad because all they're eating is fruit and carrots or whatever,
right.
And they're just feeding the bacteria. So keto is definitely a really solid recommendation for people that are struggling with hormonal acne specifically.
That's good.
Because
I mean, when I was younger, at least, I big problems with like acne and stuff. And
what cleared your skin?
I just kind of just grew. I think I just grew out of it at that time. You know, like once in a while I have my breakouts that I get. It's probably mostly because I probably usually get them when I have my shitty binge days. So
yeah.
You know, those affect. You know, it throws off my hormones in my body. So
yeah.
That's good to know that.
It definitely helps a lot. I mean, I noticed that even when I wasn't. Because I've been like on and off keto and blah, blah, blah. So even when I was off it, I was still recommending for patients to follow that.
Okay.
Because I know it's the best
mm-hmm.
for your skin. It's the best for, you know, if you're having imbalanced hormone issues. And a lot of people, they might not even know that that's what the problem is because they haven't seen a doc to go get a hormone panel because maybe they don't have insurance or maybe, I don't know what their thing is. But if you can recognize certain things, and, you know, either start following a better diet plan that you know is better for your skin, or start seeking, you know, skincare specialist or something that's, you know, below that level of finding out exactly what your hormones are and blah, 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 to maybe try to fix it or get it to a better place is really, really a good thing to do.
A good place to start.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's very good to know. I guess my next question kind of playing into that is, I guess with all, like, I know the oil is like kind of good for you, like for your skin and stuff, but how does that, like, especially when you're cooking, because I mean with keto, you know, you use a lot of olive oil and a lot of avocado oil, or
mm-hmm.
I'm sure some people use vegetable oil and crappy oils as well, but like, just because they're, you know, they're higher in fat, so they don't really,
mm-hmm.
you know, so how would that kind of affect like with skin or
so my best recommendation with using oils is to stay away from things that are like you wouldn't normally eat raw, if that makes sense. Like have you seen like cottonseed oil or like stuff like that, like canola oil?
Yeah.
I mean these are really processed.
All like the processed
oils.
Yeah.
You wouldn't eat that.
Right.
Yeah, but
it's
not
so like olive oil, you would eat a raw olive.
Yes.
Avocado
yes.
oil, you would eat an avocado.
Yeah, exactly.
That
so that's
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's usually what
like
I tell. Yeah. I usually tell my patients that, you know, if you wouldn't eat it raw, don't
use it.
Yeah.
That's a really good
makes sense, right? For all the oils that we would use, that does make sense.
Yeah.
You would eat all the good oils that we use, you would eat everything.
Wow.
And another tip for my acne people, coconut oil, okay to ingest, don't use it on your skin. It's causes acne.
That's very good to know.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of patients are using it.
What is it, like clog up your pores and stuff?
Yeah,
stuff?
It can
be like heavy for the...
It basically, it's a comedogenic, which means it causes acne. So it's more likely to back up their pores. So I just tell everyone to use hemp oil. I just love hemp oil. I think it's great. I use it every day. It's non-comedogenic. It's, you know, it's got omega-3s, omega-6 fatty acids. It's really hydrating for your skin. You're going to soak it up a lot better. Coconut oil, I don't know, when I put it on my skin, it's like just greasy.
It does get very greasy.
Yeah.
I use it on my tattoos when I get a new one.
Yeah.
Just for heat, just for like antibacterial purposes.
That's good.
But yeah, even that, it's like you have to put a very little bit, otherwise it gets greasy.
Mm-hmm.
That stains everything.
Yeah.
It does stain everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hemp oil is good for that too.
Hemp oil on my chai. I had a hemp oil infused lotion once. I don't know, remember what it was called. It had the hemp leaf on the front of it, and it was like a pinkish.
Oh, I've seen that.
It was good though. I liked it, and
mm-hmm.
it wasn't greasy. That's why I don't like using lotion a lot because it gets so greasy. Half of them, a lot of them are so greasy. But the hemp oil infused lotion was one of my favorites.
Yeah, the hemp is, you'll soak that right up. It won't even, you know, it's the best for your skin.
Okay,
for sure. That's what I think, and that's what I recommend, and that's what I've had the best results with. That's what people I've seen have had the best results with.
Wow.
Especially those, you know, I have people that come to me, they're severe, like with cystic acne, or they're just having a really bad breakout. So after the treatment, I actually use CBD oil on them. Yeah, it makes them feel so much better.
Cool.
So yeah, because that can be painful, of course.
You know, yeah.
Extracting cysts. They're going to be a little bit red, inflamed, and a little bit tender, depending on the severity of the acne. So I usually infuse some CBD oil, depending on how
Sweet.
severe it is,
Yeah.
between like 10 to 15 milligrams of topical. Actually between 5 and 15, depending on what they have going on, but
What kind of brand is CBD oil, if you don't mind?
I think it's indica.
Okay.
And it's like a pure, it's like 300 milligrams in a bottle, so every drop is a milligram. And I just put some drops of that, and then I'll use an actual hemp oil and kind of mix it together.
Okay.
And then I use that, I put a layer of that on the skin, and they love it.
Wow.
You know, I have people that come in, they'll say, okay, like they got their extractions and do whatever, you know, last week, but they'll come in just to get like a layer of CBD on their skin.
That's very
Because it
cool.
makes their skin feel so much better.
Huh.
Yeah, when they're inflamed and in pain.
I'm definitely gonna take the hemp oil, that's for sure. I'm
Yeah,
gonna
it's
start
pretty
to
cool.
get
Yeah.
a bottle of that. Kelly, if you're watching this, order on Amazon.
Order
Order a big
hemp
bottle.
oil.
Hemp oil.
Thanks. Love you.
Thanks, love you.
Yeah,
Bye.
we're using hemp oil a lot. I use it after cleaning.
Excuse me.
I use it after I do procedures on patients like microneedling with the PRP, which is
Okay.
collagen induction for people that have acne scarring. After that, I'll recommend that I get a bottle of hemp oil. And they always do the best with that. And I'll tell you now that the patients that don't follow my recommendations have breakouts. They have, you know, just issues after that the other guys don't have because they're following
They
what
probably,
I'm
well,
saying. Of
I
course,
mean,
if they're using, say they have, okay, well, I don't want to use hemp oil, but I have this oil from this company and it's like 90% organic, but it has fragrance in it and other stuff. And I say, it's best if you use the oil I told you because it's pure. You could eat it. Like,
yeah,
it's nutrients for your
use
skin.
what I'm telling you to use.
Yeah. But
Hate when
then,
people do that.
yeah.
Bothers me so much. Not even when it comes to like what you do, but like if somebody goes to the doctor and then or like gets surgery on something and they have to get like rehab, and they're like, and the doctor's like, this is your plan, this is what you should do on like how you should take care of yourself to recover properly, and they're like, I'm gonna do it for like a week, and like, I got it. And then like 4 months later they're like, I'm in a lot of pain again. And you're like, well, were you doing what the doctor told you to do? They're like, yeah, well, I've been following the plan and like kind of doing, like I've been feeling good and doing. Well, that's why you got hurt.
Yeah.
I get it. Because you didn't follow what your doctor wanted
Yeah.
to, told you.
I'm
So,
super
like.
patient with my patients, so I try to be like, oh, it's fine, but next time, you know, follow.
Right.
But on the inside, I'm just like,
You're
I'm not saying
like,
it for,
just
yeah.
do it.
If you're saying something, it's for, you know, a specific
Yeah,
reason.
yes, yeah. I'm not telling you just because, just to do it. I'm
Yeah.
telling you because I'm kind of like a professional in what I do and I kind of know
Yeah.
what I'm talking about.
You
So it's
know,
like.
yeah. If they're saying, oh, what can I do for my best skin? This, okay,
Yeah.
and doing the opposite,
I'm gonna do B
okay.
instead. Is
Or do
that
like a
okay?
mix of A and B, and it's like, but you're still not there.
But you should really do
But
A
yeah.
100% of the time.
But
Don't even do B.
yeah, but it's not, you know what? It's just the main thing I think with it is that people are not educated enough on.
Well, yeah, it's the biggest
So
thing,
it's,
education.
yeah. So it's good that we're doing a live and hopefully they'll
I have
do
a question.
that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, to your knowledge, what are some key foods that you notice people eating that trigger like greasy skin breakouts? Are there like a key group of foods that you notice that like that people try to tell people try to avoid for you know, for not to break out or not greasy, no greasy skin, or you know, are there foods to that you can avoid to try to kind of like improve your skin like that way, just by narrowing down some foods?
Yeah, 1,000%. All right, so I definitely would start with fried foods. The people that are like, oh, I do go with my diet, but I go out like twice a week, which isn't awful, but when they go out twice a week, they get fried food, and they're what are they using fried food, those oils I was telling you about that you wouldn't eat?
Right.
So it's more being more conscious or consciously eating or mindfully eating of what you're, you know, if you're gonna go out for fried food once a week and that's your cheat day and whatever, just be conscious of what's in your food.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't look at labels, they just, and they're more concerned about maybe macros, which obviously is, that's a big step to care that much that you're counting your macros and
Yeah.
being proactive in that way. But if you're not looking at the ingredients in your food and you're still having issues with your skin or with your weight, or I think that you definitely need to take a step back and look at what you're actually consuming.
Yeah,
because everything has hidden sugar, everything has hidden oils and just crap in it. But I would probably just say that really like fried food and sugar is like number one.
Yeah.
But all of that is the key foods, I guess, would be reading the labels and what you're eating.
It's crazy because I just saw somebody post a label, showed up on my Facebook feed, and it was like, I think it was a bag of shredded cheese maybe, but there was like 35 grams of carbs in it. I'm like, how is that? I'm like, what cheese?
What?
I'm like, I didn't really care to ask what it was, but it was just like, and my mind was blown. I'm like, what cheese is that has 35 grams of carbs in it? I was like, even like the worst cheese has like,
mm-hmm.
5 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, even the other day I was at Target doing errands and stuff, and I was with a friend, and we picked up a Lunchables pack.
Okay.
Just to look at it.
Yeah.
And the ingredients list is like, you need a magnifying glass because there's so many ingredients listed. It's crazy. And not only that, all of the ingredients were products of products.
Right.
So it's just processed, double processed, and then like really processed.
Yeah.
And then packaged. And it's just, yeah, maybe that fits your macros for the day, but it's probably ruining your insides.
Yes. Even though it fits your macros, it may not be that good for you.
Yeah. So that would be,
Yeah. Also, I want to touch on something really quick because it annoyed me before. There's nothing wrong with snacking while you're on keto. While we're on the topic of fitting your macros, I had people today, more than one person, try to tell me that snacking is not good on keto. And I asked them why, and he said, oh, well, my friend told me not to snack at all. I was like, well,
your friend's wrong.
Your friend is wrong. But we're human beings. We snack. Don't avoid snacking on keto. Right? I had another person try to tell me that snacking frequently spikes insulin levels. That is a super broad and vague statement. If snacking frequently can't raise your insulin levels because it's what you're consuming with that snack or meal that raises your insulin levels, or doesn't. So if you're consuming a snack full of high healthy fats, it's not going to spike your insulin levels because that's not how healthy fats digest in your body. If you're eating a snack like Cheez-Its and Goldfish, which is what I used to snack on, those used to be my go-to.
Goldfish,
I used to have a bag and a box of those. I used to mix them together too.
If I like get into like my binge, like my cheat day, we buy like Goldfish like travel packages for my daughter, and like I'll just go on the basement, I'll grab like three of them. I'm just on the couch, I'm like, yes.
I used to like their shows too.
Goldfish are delicious.
But those things.
I digress.
Will spike your insulin levels. So snacking, there's nothing wrong with it. It's what you're snacking on, right? So if you're doing keto or paleo or whatever you're doing, you don't have to be afraid of snacking. You don't have to avoid snacking. You're going to restrict yourself a lot more than you need to. Changing your lifestyle like this can become a little bit more restrictive to begin with. You don't want to restrict yourself more than you need to. It's not the fact that you're snacking. It's what you're snacking on. So keep that in mind. Don't avoid snacking because you think it's bad. You think it's going to make you gain weight. It's not. It's what you're snacking on. If you're snacking on the right types of things, like high healthy fat snacks, moderate protein snacks, low carb snacks, you're really not going to have a need to down the whole bag or box anyway, because the high healthy fats in that snack are going to keep you full and satiated, and you're not really going to need to grab every last thing in the box, right?
Very true.
Just wanted to get that out there because I find that people are restricting themselves more than they need to, and I would hate to see that because you can still enjoy all your snacks on keto or paleo or whatever lifestyle you're doing, whatever way of eating. You can still enjoy all your snacks and stuff. It's just having the alternatives and taking advantage of things like that. So, yeah.
So if you guys are just tuning in, we're here with Brittany from Blue Harbor.
Hi, guys.
And we're talking all things keto and how it affects your body and your skin and just, you know, overall health, which is usually the theme to our podcast. but a little bit more in depth of how it affects your insides as well, and
yeah,
which in turn affects your appearance as well. I guess for a question is, doing keto, does I guess how is it? I guess with the changing of like the seasons from like going to winter to summer, you know, like is there like a big difference in change in like your in like complexion and skin and just?
Because
I know that when at least for me in the winter, I get like super dry.
Oh, me too.
I like super dry.
My skin gets
that's
very
like it's. Sometimes I'm like, all right, this is gross. I'm like, I need to wear like long sleeves like all the time because it's like, yeah. So, and I try to stick like, you know, so like 90% of the time I'm eating a keto friendly diet. So, you know, and it's still affecting, like, I still get dry skin even though I do it. So it's like, I'm just, and then during the summer and good. So I'm wondering how the changing of the seasons and eating a keto diet kind of
like play in.
Yeah, play together.
Are you staying as hydrated in the winter?
I mean, I try to drink over 120 ounces of water like every day.
Okay.
So I'm definitely hydrated.
Okay, and you're taking collagen supplements?
Yeah, I take collagen once in a while with my coffee.
Okay.
Dr. Axe's collagen.
It's a good one.
I know a bunch about the keto diet. I'm not super versed on how it would affect your skin seasonally.
Okay.
But I know what I recommend for, you know, my patients and clients in the winter.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people during the winter time or the fall when their skin starts getting really dry, they'll come in, they'll see my esthetician, and they'll get the hemp oil infused into their skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, to hydrate it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You can mix it with hyaluronic acid, and it's just a really good mix to, and even CBD if they want, depending on, you know, what they are looking for.
Would you recommend hemp, like putting hemp as like a topical like year round?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome. It does that. I use it year round.
Okay.
I think that it's great for your skin. And I, even in the winter, I mean, I have maybe a few days when my skin was dry, but for the most part, because I'm following a skincare regimen.
Right.
I'm, you know, I'm pretty consistent with everything I do. And it's not, a lot of people have a tough time with skincare regimens because it's, process.
Yes.
You have to wake up, wash your face. I don't know about you guys, but obviously when I wake up, wash my face, and I use whatever I use, like 3 different products or 4 different products, which is too much for a lot of people. But it saves your skin. I mean, it's,
yeah.
And even if you're not, if you don't want to do that, throw some hemp oil on. Maybe you'll find that
I'm
it's.
I'm going to buy some hemp oil.
Yeah.
So 100%.
I would use that every night.
Okay.
Yeah. Every night before you go to bed, just wash your face, use some hemp oil, leave it on at night time, and then wash it off in the morning.
Let
it soak in. Yeah.
I like it.
Sweet.
Let's see what else. Do you have any questions?
All right, let's do some questions. Let's hit some Q&A, because you guys are fire with the Q&A. You guys kill it. Let's get some Q&A. You can ask any of us any questions. It does not have to be about the topics for tonight. It can be about anything. If you're curious about what Brittany is talking about or what she does, you have questions that we didn't get to, if you have questions for me, if you have questions for Marty, if you have questions for any of us about any topic, hit it.
Shoot them away.
Like I always say, you're not the only person thinking this question, so by you asking this question and one of us answering it, you're not only answering your own question, but you're probably answering someone else's question too. So, knowledge is power.
What is your most popular service?
Okay, so there's two ends of it.
Okay.
Because there's ones that are non-invasive and my esthetician can take care of it that are popular and they're always coming in for that. And there's stuff that I do. Alright, because there's kind of a few of them.
Okay.
That are like
shoot
on the same
off.
Level. Okay. So people love the facial I was talking about, the CBD and the hemp oil infusion.
Okay.
It's called Blossom.
They love CBD.
CBD. It's really good. People love that. It's called Blossom and Lift.
Okay.
Blossom is what we like to say about the CBD infusion. Lift is the microcurrent device that we actually use to infuse the CBD. It causes the muscles to contract in the face or the area being treated. So it's like a workout for your skin.
Cool.
So I have patients that they're more the holistic route, and that's, you know, how they want to treat their skin because they're not looking to do anything more invasive. So that's how they approach their anti-aging regimens. They get that once a month. So that's one of the really popular treatments on that end. And then with me, probably the PRP facial. That's the vampire facial. I don't know if people have heard of it.
I would literally get it just because it's called that.
It's called vampire facial?
Yeah.
It's literally, it's called...
do you have a thing for Twilight?
No. I love like monsters and vampires. And I'm an all-rounder. I'm not just Harry Potter. I'm like all-rounder.
Yeah, so that's, it's called a vampire facial. That's what it's, I can't use the name because I think it's a patented name, but
okay.
It's a PRP facial. So what I was talking about before with the autologous blood that I take from you, and then I spin it and I separate the platelets and the blood cells, and I re-inject it into the area being treated. So
okay.
Before we were talking about for hair restoration, you can actually use it in a facial for acne scarring, hyperpigmentation, or just, you know, people that want to get rid of lines and wrinkles. I've treated people for stretch marks. You can, there's so many ways you can use it.
Yeah.
But that's probably the most popular treatment because it's Kim Kardashian did it.
Yeah, exactly.
People see that and they're all in after that. After they see the posting on that. But so I combine the PRP with microneedling,
okay,
which is a collagen induction therapy. So it gets you to generate more collagen in your skin. It's really good for the acne patients that have scarring or people that just want, you know, better skin. Maybe they're getting a little bit thin and they're just aging a little bit. They have fine lines and wrinkles that they want to take care of, but they want to go the all natural route. That's when we mess with the PRP, we're not mess with, but we're using PRP because it's your own growth factors.
Okay.
But we actually combine that with hyaluronic acid. So for people that are younger, they're just usually just getting PRP facial, that's it. But people that are older that have volume loss in their face, we're combining the injections of PRP with hyaluronic acid.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the combination, you know, you'll get the instant gratification of adding volume. But you're also adding the growth factors in, so you're regenerating the tissue.
And what is the most hyaluronic
acid?
Yeah. What exactly is that?
We sell it.
Hyaluronic acid is like collagen.
Okay.
It's like, it's collagen pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
It's like a precursor.
So it's
collagen supplement. A lot of like skin, hair, skin, and nail supplements will have collagen and hyaluronic acid together because they kind of like play off of each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So it's pulling hydration to the area as well. So that's why it's also good for volume loss. So we're combining the hyaluronic acid with the PRP or the growth factors to, you know, give people that instant volume that some people are, maybe they're sunken in here because they're aging. So we'll give them volume there and then we'll inject the growth factors because it kind of reinforces it. You start regenerating the underlying tissue and really increasing your collagen production.
Yeah.
It's long lasting.
Okay.
That way.
Very
it's
cool.
lasting longer. Yeah.
Very cool question.
Yep.
Nadine, can you recommend a good sunscreen and shampoo? Good question.
Okay. So I don't really have any specific brands that I'm with right now. There's a few brands that I like.
Okay.
For sunscreen and shampoo, I would probably go with, it depends if she's looking for all natural or if she's just...
Maybe likes all natural
okay.
for the most part.
So there's a company called 100% Pure, and they're literally 100% pure. So I recommend that to, yeah, I recommend that to a lot of the patients I see, especially the acne patients that want to use makeup. Because they have a lot of mineral-based things that are antibacterial, and they are using tea tree oil and stuff like this, rather than using, you know, I don't want to shout out any companies, but like say like Maybelline or something from CVS that's chemically based. It's
mm-hmm.
clogging your pores. You're masking the problem. Maybe it covers them better, but then
right.
at the end of the day, their oil production is off. Yeah. Another thing about hemp oil, it's good for sebum production. So it's good at balancing the oils in your skin.
Okay.
So that's also why I like hemp oil, just because I'm thinking about it now. So that's another reason why. So that's going to make you less likely to clog up when you're balancing the oils rather than, you know, using the coconut oil or it was comedogenic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like the hemp oil as well.
Definitely get a bit of my coconut oil.
Kim uses 100% pure. Love it.
Yeah, 100% pure is great. Another company that's pretty good, they're using essential oils. It's like Young Living has shampoos. And they probably, I'm sure they have a sunscreen. And I know that they have a makeup brand too. Because I've recommended some people use that as well. Instead of, you know, the store-bought stuff that can cause more acne or just cause skin.
What kind of natural sunscreen would you suggest to me to protect my tattoos when I want to go to the beach?
One of those, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I use. So I think that...
I like 100% pure. It sounds good so far. Does any local store sell it that you know of? I've never heard of it.
Oh my God,
before,
yes.
So I'm not sure.
They have few stores. They're not in New York yet, I don't think. I haven't followed up with the company in a little while. It's been, like, I used to use them a lot. Now it's more of I'm just recommending people use them. But I know that they have a few shops on the East Coast, I think. I don't think they're in New York yet. They're not in really any stores, but you might be able to go on their website, and they probably have a store locator. Huh. They probably have something that you can type in your zip code and then see if there's a shop near you that carries them.
You know, the Amazon
size? Probably.
Yeah, you can probably get it online.
Amazon. Yeah, I'm sure you can get it on Amazon.
Try it out. I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna pick up some 100% pure sunscreen.
Yeah.
I love the beach in the summer. I love to spend a lot of time at the beach.
Absolutely.
But I need to protect my tattoos because they were very expensive.
Yeah. So I have two questions. First one, jade face rollers. Are those like,
what is
this? I don't know.
Is this
a question for my wife.
I was just going to say, this is a cat.
I don't know what it is. But she asked, jade face rollers.
Are these the tool that's like a roller
maybe?
With marble? And I'm trying to picture it. I'm not sure if it's exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
But what is
her
question about it?
I think she just wants to know if they're actually good, if they're bad.
If it's the one I'm thinking about, and it's just a roller, that's just, it's not a microneedling roller, right? Because those, I don't want to talk down about any other products or anything like that, but don't use that for microneedling.
Okay.
It will damage your skin.
Okay.
There's medical microneedling. That's what people should be doing. They have rollers that actually puncture the skin at a weird angle.
Ooh.
Yeah. And people are using that like maybe once a week or whatever it is. Also, bacteria, you're using it. Just, no.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it. But a lot of people are, because they're putting it out in magazines and articles. So people are like, oh, it's $25. I can get on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good. It's not going to give you the result you're looking for either. But if she's talking about the one that I'm thinking, and it has just like a roller with, it's like a marble thing. I think that's good for the skin.
Okay.
I think that people are using that. They have it like pretty cool for their skin, and they're kind of rolling out. I never used it before, but I think what it's doing is probably stimulating like circulation and muscle contraction. So anything like that, I would use.
Okay.
It's like a workout for your skin.
That's good to know.
Eileen, after this live, can someone message me the name of the injections for the fine lines on your face again, so I can look in Colorado and see if anybody does them?
Botox. Oh, wait. Is she asking me? I'll message you the name. Okay. So
like
that's...
I guess she wants to know like what it's called, so she can see if there's anyone like you in Colorado near her that does what you do.
Gotcha. Okay. So it depends on what you're looking for, because there's a few different routes you can go down. If you get Botox, you're getting instant... Not instant, but within 3 days, you're getting some gratification of your lines and wrinkles pretty much disappearing. Or you can combine that. I have patients that they'll get their injections because they don't want to wait, but they'll combine it with microneedling and PRP.
Hmm.
So then they get more out of it.
It's cool that there's options like that.
So that's like the holistic approach about it is, yes, we can do something that's going to give you the instant gratification. It's not that we don't use something that's, you know, 100% natural or whatever it might be, but we can combine that with something that will regenerate and rejuvenate your skin in the long run and last you longer. It's better for you, and anti-aging wise, it's
Sweet. Eileen, one of us will message you like the names and everything so you can look it up. Pretty much everything Brittany just said. So if you want to have it in a message. Nicholas, what's your favorite keto protein? I guess we'll go from left to right.
Okay. I've tried a few different kinds and I liked all of them. Ancient Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. And then below that Perfect Keto brand I sent you, the ketones were like awful, but the protein is good.
Okay.
Yeah, the protein is really good. But other than that, I've tried, you know, maybe like collagens and stuff that are good, but the keto protein by Ancient Nutrition.
Okay.
My favorite keto protein is the Ketology keto shake, the vanilla. Delicious, no artificial sweeteners. They use grass-fed even bovine collagen. And they use the coconut oil. So it's full fat, 25 grams of fat. They got a good amount of protein. They use erythritol instead of anything else. That's my favorite. My second favorite, probably Ancient Nutrition's bone broth protein. So anything keto, you're gonna want to stay away from a whey based. I'm not like crazy, it's not gonna make or break, but technically keto protein should be collagen based because whey can be insulinogenic to your keto diet. Again, whether it raises your insulin, is it really gonna destroy your weight loss? No. Not if you're in a nutritional state of ketosis, but so that's one little tip for the proteins. That's why most of them, if you notice, are collagen-based or bone broth-based. But honestly, I don't really do shakes. I just drink bone broth because I like it. It tastes like soup.
I was going to mention before...
It tastes like ramen noodles.
I was going to mention before you said the foods to avoid, and I didn't want to go... Because I know I didn't want to discourage people from using it, but I was going to mention whey protein.
Because people come in all the time. Yeah. I got a serious breakout from whey protein, which I know is a common reaction.
Yeah.
I can't.
When I have whey protein, I can have it every once in a while and I can get away with it. But if I'm having whey protein, say like twice or three times a week, then I'll start getting those cysts.
Okay.
I'll get acne breakouts. And a lot of patients I see, they're dairy intolerant or sensitive. Maybe they can handle some of it, but they're just having so much of it. A lot of them are having whey proteins, the bodybuilding, so they're just all over the place with their hormones. So I would say that if people that are struggling with their skin, try to remove the whey protein.
Mm-hmm.
It might do something for you. That's what it did for me.
So my favorite keto protein is, I like Isopure, zero carb.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty high in protein though, because there's like 40 grams of protein.
Yeah,
so, you know.
If you're doing it post workout, that's actually
zero carbs.
Yeah,
I think there's like
I don't
know the ingredients of it.
They're pretty clean too. They're really not. They don't add like garbage stuff in. It's been one of the cleaner proteins for a while.
They sell the zero carb bottles in the gym, so I usually just grab a bottle and just drink it all the way out.
Hell yeah!
And then it's more of a meal replacement, but Keto Logic. They have a pretty good brand of like meal replacement, which I guess is also protein, you know, because it's filling.
Yeah.
But they make a really good vanilla. They have vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, and I'm pretty sure they sell it also in GNC as well. So if you guys need to go to a frickin' mortar shop, they have it there as well, as well as the Isopure. And I'm sure you can find it all on Amazon as well. But I've actually tried not to take much like protein powder in itself and just been taking it from actual food in general.
Yeah.
Then if I'm in a pinch, I'll grab like a Quest bar and eat that and whatnot. But otherwise, rarely do I like take protein powders.
Yeah, me neither.
So those are like, I don't know, it's... I haven't really done it in a while.
We have another question.
Yeah.
This can be an answer for all three of us too, because this is a cool like little opinion question. Going on a 12-day vacation, Nadine is going to Hawaii.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I say that because I'm super jealous. I asked her to pack me in her suitcase, but I don't know if that's going to work out. So what is a must-take MCT oil. So I guess start with you. What are your opinions on going on a 12-day vacation to Hawaii? What are must takes? She wants to stay. She wants to and definitely is going to stay because she's very determined. Keto the majority of the time in Hawaii. So what are some must takes for her to stay keto in Hawaii?
Okay. I would definitely, to be honest with you, going on vacation, I think the biggest thing is bringing keto snacks.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's probably the biggest thing. So, I mean, I would load up on like pork rinds and no cookies, definitely MCT oil so you can, you know, mix it into your coffee or use it as a dressing. Maybe get some smart cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how like the rules are like actually bringing actual food with you on like cruise line or wherever you're going.
Yeah,
so
I don't know, like they're what you're allowed to bring.
I know you can pack stuff in your suit and your like checked baggage.
Yeah.
And you can carry stuff onto the plane, but when you board the plane, I don't know. So I know you can't bring like a lot of fruits back with you from places.
Yeah.
Just because of like the bugs that I guess grow in certain areas, you can't bring
that makes sense.
You don't want to bring them back to the States and stuff.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I mean, I would just bring keto-friendly snacks, you know, with you, just so you're not like tempted to want to like eat. Because if you're going on a cruise, I mean, Jesus. I mean, that's like food central. Every three steps is, you know, the phase at a cruise are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you should be able to eat very keto on a cruise line because they're just going to Hawaii.
Which
I
actually
mean,
means you can eat even cleaner because the food
I mean,
is like, that's as
just
how
poke
fresh
balls
every day.
Have poke bowls every day.
Okay.
You can eat.
She's a vegetarian too.
Even better.
Get coconut.
Coconuts.
Smash a coconut.
Yeah.
You can eat.
Coconuts are good.
I mean, it'll be a workout to break it. And then.
Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Biggest thing, keto snacks.
Too.
I would definitely bring emulsified MCT oil because then if you're at like a coffee shop or if you're at, I don't know, wherever, you can very easily add some healthy fats into whatever you're having. So that's definitely a must. But biggest thing, I second Marty with the keto snacks because if there are none that you have...
It's a little bit harder.
Yeah, if there are none in Hawaii, I know Nadine said the other day that she found a store that sells them.
Okay.
They're like triple the price of what they are here, but you know, they do sell some of the stuff, but bring keto snacks so that you're not stuck and you're not at a loss and you have the option. That's what I do no matter what. Even if I go somewhere like a family party or something, I know there's going to be garbage shit food there. I'm going to bring my own keto snacks. So I'm not like, damn, like I either have to fast or I have to eat, you know, make it a cheat meal or an indulgence meal.
Yeah.
You know, so I bring my own stuff, which is going to help you big time, especially going away.
I think the MCT oil is a really good start just because it'll curb you right away.
Yeah.
If you just throw it in a drink or like you said, throw it on a salad or something, it'll kind of, I think that it'll hold you over until you can figure it out. You know?
Until
you
find something.
Yeah, until you find something or go to the store and get your groceries or whatever. I think that's a really good start. I don't know what else I would pack besides MCT oil, maybe greens powder.
Okay.
Just so that you make sure you're getting nutrients in if you're staying keto, because who knows? I mean, I don't know if they're staying at a resort and all they're going to have. I mean, my experience with that, going away and you're at a resort, what do they have? Eggs, bacon, Cheerios, crap. Yeah, coffee. That's really it.
Usually it.
So I would say bring greens powder. Bring a greens powder or a protein powder that has greens in it. The Bone Broth Protein by Ancient Nutrition, I think, has greens in it.
They make one with greens,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that would be like perfect.
Oh, I like this question. That's fun.
Does turmeric really help your body out? And what is the best kind?
There.
That's a message from Nick.
Hi.
You guys want a ball opinion on it again?
I know there's concentrated turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be
my any supplement question, I get excited.
So I know there's concentrated turmeric, and you guys for sure have that admission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would go for. I don't know, the milligram dosage is probably just like a capful or like a spoonful a day. And you can either mix that into, you know, your protein drink, or I don't know if you take it just a shot. But that's where I would go with that. I would say head to Mission Nutrition.
Mission Nutrition all day.
Mike?
I would go with not just turmeric. I would go with a curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. And it's like a very highly concentrated turmeric. So it's called curcumin, and the best one that I like to get dosage-wise is 500 milligrams to, I take 650 milligrams, but you also want to look out for, whether you're getting turmeric or curcumin, you want to look out for the ingredient called BCM95. BCM95 is the ingredient that they add to help with absorption, because your body has a very difficult time breaking down, digesting, and absorbing turmeric and curcumin so in its natural state. So if you're going to take it, get the BCM95 version. If it doesn't have BCM95, I wouldn't waste your money on it, because you don't know how much you're actually absorbing and getting. So I take a 650 milligram curcumin with BCM95 in it.
Have you heard of mixing turmeric with black pepper to activate it?
Yes. BCM95 is like very similar, but it's like black pepper on steroids.
Okay.
Because a lot of the turmerics, they'll add something called bioperine, which is black pepper. That's like the trademark, whoever trademarked it, black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So bioperimol is black pepper extract.
Okay.
But it doesn't actually help with absorption as much as they claim it does, which is kind of unfortunate. So the BCM95 is very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it even comes from somewhat of a similar source, but it's just like super hyped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, same concept.
Yeah, it's activating the action.
Cool. I mean, you guys just answered.
You take the turmeric
once in a while.
I take curcumin, but I take it before, right before bed.
I should be taking turmeric.
Yeah,
I used to.
So it's
I
so
have a bunch of supplements in my drawer at work that I forget that they're there, and I have that in my drawer. I'm like, oh yeah, I bought this like 6 months ago.
Whoops.
So I have another question for Brittany. All
right.
What is a tried and true routine to take care of your skin, and really, what's a fad that you you shake your head at when you're able to?
Okay.
Let's do the fad, because I'm curious.
What's a fad?
Yeah. What's
okay.
like you hear people do, and you're like, this is ridiculous. People shouldn't do this at all.
Okay. So there's so many fads that I would be like, oh, it's crap.
What's your number one?
I'll go with probably one of the face masks that I see on Instagram with like, there's like a magnet and it's like supposed to purify your skin.
Okay.
But it's got like all this stuff in it that apparently attracts it to a magnet, but it's amazing because
it's kind of unhealthy to have near your face.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't know shit about skin. I still have
yeah. And it's all over Instagram. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Maybe I'll tag you in it, or I don't know if I can even find it. But it's literally like you put the mask on and there's some type of magnet thing and it pulls it off and it's supposed to be pulling like the toxins out of your skin with the magnet.
That sounds like complete bullshit.
But everyone's losing it because it looks so cool and you can take cool Instagram videos and like.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So
the age that we live in now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool on Instagram.
So I think that would probably be the biggest fad that I'm seeing right now that I think is just. Makes no sense. And I don't think you can pull toxins out of your skin with a magnet, but if you could, I would be doing it.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
So that's probably. Okay, yes. So, Kim, I love that. The whole point of what I do is so that you don't have to wear makeup. So when you're, you know, purifying your skin, getting the toxins out, increasing your collagen, doing all these things to make your skin better, you don't want to put makeup on because you're clogging up your pores, exactly what she's saying.
When you're working out,
you should have no makeup on, for sure. To be honest with you, I don't really wear makeup that much. I'll wear it, like, if I'm going out or...
You only do makeup when you're out, yeah.
You look good on the art trainer, you know what I'm saying?
I like to wear mascara so I start crying.
Just to see if you're sweating.
That's so I'm sweating.
But if you can think about it this way, the makeup that you're wearing when you're working out, You had it on a full face of makeup on all day, right? You're being exposed to pollution in the air. You're touching your face. You're hitting into something when you're walking out of the door, whatever it is. There's bacteria. There's crap. There's stuff from the environment that's all on your skin. And you're opening up your pores, sweating, and soaking it back up. And then you're wondering why your skin is dull, why you have acne, and just why you're just not happy with the appearance of your skin.
Yeah.
So that's something huge that even if I'm having a really bad breakout, I don't wear makeup, even just anywhere, because I feel like it makes my skin worse.
That makes sense when you put it like that.
Yeah. So that's definitely...
So what's a routine that you like, that you...
Yeah, like what's a good,
like
cool,
a really
simple
good, cool
routine,
that...
Because I'm going to try it too.
Yeah.
So I get dry skin on my face.
Something that, like, we can, like, I can go
benefit
from.
Besides the hemp oil, because I'm definitely getting that.
Yeah.
I'm
you guys are really going to like
that. Is that good to put on your face, too?
Yeah. No, 1,000%, that's how you should be using
it. I get weird with things on my face, like, because some of the stuff, I know, like, a lot of the stuff, like, the bullshit stuff.
Yeah.
You put it on your face, it, like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
No, I'm telling you.
That hemp oil's down. I'm going to order that, I guess,
yeah.
Or buy it somewhere, because it looks cool.
Every night, use a little bit of hemp oil. If you have CBD oil, put like however many drops
of
I would say like 5 milligrams because you guys don't have any, like just 5 milligrams of CBD, mix it with hemp oil, mix it in your hand, use that on your skin every night after you wash, and then wash off in the morning. I think that you guys would be really happy with that. And it's simple. It's so easy. I guess the weirdest thing for you guys would probably just be getting used to doing that. I'm sure you don't have a skincare routine right now. I don't know.
I just
use lotion. Honestly, not even for skincare. I use lotion to keep the color in my tattoos.
Yeah, well, that's
See,
important.
That's the only
yeah.
reason I put lotion on after a shower.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
That too, yeah.
That's really good. You should be using lotion all over your body and oils and stuff like that. You can actually use hemp oil too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
definitely
using it. Yeah, you can just use pure hemp oil. It's cheap and it works.
Where do you get it for? Where do we get it for around here?
Can you get an initial? You
don't
have hemp oil. You can get Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yeah.
Amazon. Just the brands that like the only ingredient should be hemp oil.
100% hemp oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with the CBD, same thing. It should just be pure pressed hemp, whatever it says. It's just that's the only ingredient.
Okay.
Just 100% pure stuff, and it's like a nutrient for your skin. It'll soak it right up.
What are your thoughts on charcoal?
Charcoal has its place, but the masks that you see on Instagram are probably crap because they have, like, I just went to Target the other day and I saw a bunch of those charcoal masks, but charcoal is probably the last ingredient. The first ingredient is perfume, diethyl, I can't even pronounce them, like all these chemical ingredients. And then the last few ingredients you'll see is aloe, charcoal.
A lot of people used to come in, when I was managing Vitamin Shop, people used to come in and get apple cider vinegar, charcoal, and Aztec clay. And they would mix it together to make a mask. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I've recommended that to patients before. But
that's cool too, because you know what's going in it, so you don't have to have all those ingredients that you can't even pronounce.
So I didn't mention this before, but I actually, how I got into skincare and doing what I do as a registered nurse, I had a little business on Etsy. I was making all my own skincare products and using them and selling them like across the states or wherever, and then selling them in that's the spot I'm now actually. So I had a little shelf there and that's how I got into it. So I was mixing the clays and doing the apple cider vinegar. So I've done that with patients too, because they'll say like, you know, I can't afford this stuff that I see on wherever it is. What can I do at home? I have this, this, and this. And then I'll tell them how to make it.
Cool.
Yeah. Everybody loves DIY.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all about DIY too. If it's saving you time, money, and making you feel better, I'm not concerned about, you know, selling products to someone. I'm not a salesperson. I'm a medical professional. I want the best for them and best option for their financial status and just where they are in life. So I would definitely, I love that. the clay and the apple cider vinegar. The only thing is you have to be careful with the apple cider vinegar because you can do damage to the skin. If it's not diluted properly, you're just going to make yourself a mess. You know, you'll be red. You should be using a small amount of that. Say, maybe I can do like a post to follow up and do like a DIY
that. Very cool.
Where I can make the, you know, make sure the dilution is proper. But I would say, you know, no more than a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar mixed with, say, a tablespoon of clay. And then you're probably going to want to throw something in there, like some type of oil. I'll get back to you on that. Make something up.
So I guess, where can people find you?
Yeah.
And can you, like, kind of tell
people,
everybody a little bit about,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
your,
sure,
your spa and kind of everything that you... Obviously, we've covered a lot that you guys already do, but I guess...
If people want to, like, utilize your services or have a consultation...
How they find you, I guess.
What are the steps if local people want to kind of get to, you know, consult with you and see maybe if they can utilize your services or how you can help them?
Yeah.
Clearly, as we went through the whole episode, you can help people in many, many, many different ways. So if they want to consult with you, how do they do it?
They can... There's many different platforms we're on right now. So I have, you know, you can go on the website, which is bhmstreatment.org. That's probably the easiest. You can send me a message through there. My phone, the work phone number is up there. And the good thing about the work phone is that, you know, you can text it as well. So I take calls, messages. There's a place you can message on the website as well. And then we have our social media platforms.
Cool.
So we have Instagram.
Yes.
That's blue. Oh, yeah, yeah, I called you back. Thanks for the call. So it's Blue Harbor Medical Spa, but between each word is an underscore. So blue_harbor_medical_ spa. So that's a mouthful, but you can find the link to that on the website. That's probably why it's easier to go on just bhmstreatment.org. And then you'll see, you know, the staff and more of what we do, which even on the website, we're, you know, in the middle of revamping things right now, so there are more things to come that are exciting.
What's the Instagram?
Blue underscore medical underscore spa.
All right, I put the website, that's correct, right?
Yeah.
And the Instagram handle in the comment section if you guys want to go on the website, and you should definitely be going to on Instagram following that.
I have another page that's...
Oh, nice.
Go right there,
follow.
We have another page also that I'm posting motivation and food recipes and just lifestyle tips. That's higher aesthetics, and it's higher and then double underscore aesthetics, but
sweet,
they could probably get that through, they'll get that through Blue Harbor anyway,
okay,
the website. So that's another platform where you'll get recipes and just, you know, fitness tips and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So there's more of that there.
Cool.
Very cool.
So you can find us online and then just message me and we can set up, you know, consultation.
Well then, we're at
over
an hour.
Wow,
sweet. We got a little carried away because it was just time
so
flies.
That
fun.
Was quick.
Yeah, it flies by.
Yes, it does. It's fun.
Hell yeah!
Time flies when you're having fun. That's for sure.
So
yeah, I feel like
make sure you guys are going following Brittany's Instagram, Blue Harbor Medical Spa.
Did you want to share any of your?
Yeah, you have anything else
information
to share?
That you would like to...
Honestly, I feel like there's so much information I have. It would have to be another, like, I can't...
That's fine. We
can... Yeah, I mean, I have some stuff on PRP. I have, you know, some peer-reviewed articles on the use of growth factors in sports medicine and what I'm doing, aesthetic medicine. So it's all regenerative treatments that we can provide with PRP, and there's other things as well that go into it. It's kind of, yeah, it's definitely an in-depth conversation.
So you're welcome to come back and we'll do part two.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we'll
revisit
everything.
Yeah, that'd be really good. I'd love that. So, because this is definitely a whole other ball game. It's a lot of information. But I guess here is some type of, this is my questionnaire for people that are looking for certain services. So if anyone is looking for more information about skincare, cosmetic parties, we do injectable parties for people that want to get their girlfriends together and just have a good night. You get 15% off.
Cool.
So it's really good for them. And then the host gets treated for free.
Nice.
So that's something that we do that people love because it's, you know, good time with their girlfriends and they feel good about themselves and they just love it. So it's something that we push for the people. They get a discount and they have fun. So
like
that's, yes, yeah, so we do cosmetic parties.
Boys night out cosmetic parties.
What?
So, we have facials, lines, wrinkles, facial volume loss, hair restoration, body contouring, brown spots, age spots, skin tightening. If you're looking for treatment for dull skin, rough or uneven skin texture, large pores, skin laxity, acne and acne scarring treatment, breast enhancement, stretch marks, hyperpigmentation, male and female rejuvenation, dermaplaning, which I touched on right in the beginning, brow lifting, brows and lash enhancement, skin texture, oh, I said that, platelet-rich plasma, pain management and injury recovery, clogged pores, sun damage, and overall wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and holistic beauty advice.
Awesome.
Well, damn.
Damn.
So Brittany can help you with literally everything in your life. So definitely you have her information if you want help with any of those or all of them.
Yeah.
Then she's your girl.
Hit her up.
Yeah. Let me know.
All right. We're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
coming
on
today.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very awesome.
Thank you guys for watching and
yes.
tuning in and sharing and liking and loving. And
thanks for listening.
Subscribing.
As you guys go home this week and download this on iTunes and SoundCloud and Google Play and YouTube, just make sure you're leaving those reviews for us on those platforms. If you're on iTunes, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars on there, leave them all and leave us a comment. If you want to catch on any of the other videos, there's a Mondays with Mike and Marty YouTube page that you can get to directly from our Mondays with Mike and Marty Facebook page. There's a little blue button, it says watch videos, click it, it's going to take you to our YouTube page. And on our YouTube page, there's a blue button that says subscribe, so hit that button as well. On that note, thank you again to Brittany.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you guys
awesome.
For having me.
And we will catch you next week. And don't forget on Wednesday at Mission Nutrition,
yeah.
the 101 event.
Tune into that Facebook Live. Marty and I will both be going Facebook Live for that event. It's going to be a 2-hour seminar, 1 hour of speaking, 1 hour of Q&A. And we will be taking questions on Facebook Live. So if you guys have questions during the live Q&A, you guys are also welcome to do that. We're going to be taking questions from the live audience and from the live Facebook feed.
Cool. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Nice.